So this is a practice of interconnectedness. It allows us to dissolve away the illusion of separateness behind social stress or the sense of disconnection from others. And so, once in our posture, we become aware of our inner experience. Connecting with ourselves intimately. Aware of the body, aware of the breath. Allowing any thoughts that may arise to simply cross freely through the open space of awareness. Fading away. Naturally. and feel the life energy that runs through your experience. Also notice that the breath and the sensation of the heartbeat are ways in which the body sustains itself. So become very aware of the sensation and experience of being alive. And allow your natural instinct of love to unfold. There's a broad consciousness in its aspects of care, connection, and validation. And we breathe with it. Like drinking from the fountain of love. And now, consider that the life that you have and enjoy very difficult to obtain. The likelihood that you were born was very, very small. And yet you're here and have been around for many years. And think how you come, how it came for you to have this life. Think of your parents, your biological parents. Whether you knew them or you didn't. Connect with the fact that you inherited life. It was passed on to you through them. Connect with your biological parents. If you didn't know them for some reason, or one of them, imagine these two beings passed on life to you. In the same way, connect with your parents' parents, your grandparents, four of them. If you knew them or have seen images of them, connect for a moment. The simple fact that the four of them were needed for you to have this life today. And the chances that they would have met and conceived you, conceived your parents actually, was very unlikely. And yet, they passed on life. Your parents, who passed it on to you. and think of your great-grandparents, or imagine them. Eight of them. And the eight of them were necessary in order for you to have this life. Had any single one of them not existed or not met the other one, you wouldn't be here. And think back further in time, 16 great, great grandparents. Just imagine 16 individuals. To whom you owe your life. And you have a little bit of them in you. And if you go back further, 32 ancestors. And think that they themselves came from parents, 64. And so on. 128 to 156. And the numbers just expand. And every one of them passed on life to you. All of them were necessary. Hundreds of individuals, thousands if you keep going. And feel the sense of connection with that vast number of beings that made your life possible. Think that actually this chain goes back hundreds of thousands of years. Millions of years. To early life forms who passed on life to you. Now think of the food you ate not long ago. The food, the water, the drink. Remember what that food was. And think of all the human beings and non-human beings that were involved. In you having this meal. The cooks here, the staff, those who distributed the produce. Think, imagine all the people and beings involved. Which formed a network that allowed you to have the meal tonight. Think of all the people that make it possible for you to have water, drinking water. Now think of the clothes you're wearing. And think and imagine the people who made it possible for you to have these clothes. Designing and sewing, cutting, distributing, selling, if it's a natural material. There are plants and harvests and people doing the harvesting, the planting, the looking after. Or people designing the materials. Imagine them in their workshops or factories or fields. To notice that all these people that worked and made it possible for you to have these clothes or the food you ate, you're connected with them. Their actions, their lives, are somehow connected with yours. Through food and clothes, further, think of something that you know, some knowledge or skill that you really value, that has helped you a lot in life. I remember the people that made it possible for you to acquire this knowledge or develop these skills. Think of everybody who taught you and trained you and showed you how. Think of those that you actually met and had personal contact with. And those that were behind in the knowledge, in the textbooks, in the materials. All the things that you know and have known and have learned to do. You owe them largely to others. Who passed them on to you. Even this very practice that we're doing it as it was handed down to us by someone and so on and so forth, going back in time. So notice then that there are a lot of beings with you, within you. All the time. And we exist in this vast network of connections. Everything you know and have, the language or languages you speak, there they are, all the others that are one with you. So each one of us is a meeting place. And also a vessel through which everything we've received will pass on to others in various ways. So feel this at the body level. The mental level. If you want, you can remain just aware of this sense of connection. How your life exists connected with other lives, other beings, elements. And just stay for a while. Sensing this. And also, if you want, you can thank and express gratitude internally. If you feel like. Thanking all the conditions and all beings and made it possible to have this experience as a human being. And we conclude the practice